Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition on this, the first day of October, my favorite month of the year. I would put December 2nd, but I like October number one. Hope you are having a good first day of October. We are live here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, so you have a couple of choices there, but you can hear the program as we stream it on your computer, podcasts also, and the complete show archive. Every show Rose and I have done since early January 2011, available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Today we have, as usual, a very full program, lots of content. We will hear from the two candidates for State Senate in District 11. Then the second half of the program, our monthly conversation on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Executive Director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine, will be with us. Our live line number is 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's get back now to our ongoing series, Meeting the Candidates for Election 2014. We're going to be focusing on Legislative District number 11. It encompasses about 2,000 square miles, extends east to Saddlebrook, west to Avra Valley and Picture Rocks, north to the community of Maricopa, south to Gates Pass, and includes Oro Valley and most of Marana. In 2010, Republican Steve Smith, who resides in the community of Maricopa, was elected to the state Senate. He served there 2 years before being elected to two-year term in the Arizona House in 2012. And Mr. Smith will be joining us and is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line from the state capitol. With me in studio is the challenger, running in her hopes of a two-year term in the Senate, Jo Holt. Jo is a scientist, a mother, and former caregiver. This is her second run for state Senate. Both candidates now with us. Jo Holt, nice to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Bill. It's great to be here.
Representative Smith, how are you today?
Hey, good afternoon, Bill. Pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, Jo.
All right.
Hey, Steve.
Let's get underway with Representative Smith, and I'm going to ask you both to kind of keep your responses to about 60 to 90 seconds, just so we can keep things moving along. Representative Smith, why do you want to be elected to the state Senate?
Well, you know, and first let me apologize for not being in studio. We have a press conference coming up with a disabled veteran legislation that we're running next year. So that's going to happen in about 45 minutes in Phoenix. So I apologize for not being there in studio. Let me answer your question, though. The reason I think I'm asking the voters to put me back to the state capitol is, quite frankly, I've done what I said I'm going to do. I mean, it's for me, it's that simple. When I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And when I tell people, hey, here are my priorities when I get to the Capitol. A, border security. B, right, a balanced budget, fiscal responsibility to the state. C, economy, jobs, improving education. All that's going to fall in there. And when you look at my record, you know, it's really easy to say things, but my record is pretty darn clear on what I've done, especially in those areas. And starting with border security, I think I'm probably known as the toughest legislator in Arizona when it comes to border security. It is a major issue. It affects us in all areas of our lives, from our education to healthcare to the economy, you name it. And so I don't know that many have done more or certainly tried to do more than I have with this issue. And that's a problem that plagues all of this state and ultimately this nation.
Okay.
And so rest assured, I will continue to fight that good fight. When it comes to our economy, you know, I'm pleased to say when I got to the budget, we were facing billion-dollar-plus deficits. Not only do we turn those into actually cash-positive balanced budgets with surpluses,
okay,
but we moved from the bottom five in the nation in job growth to the top five in the nation in job growth.
We'll get back to the economy. Here is Jo Holt. Jo, why are you running a second term? Your first foray into politics 2 years ago. against Senator Al Melvin, and now you're going again.
You know, Bill, when I never thought that I would run for public office. When I ran against Senator Melvin in 2012, I found that I really enjoyed the process. I really enjoyed meeting people, and I really enjoyed listening to different perspectives that you hear from the folks in LD 11. And I did very well. I got 44% of the vote in a district which I should not have gotten that many votes, but we are running very close to a nonpartisan campaign here. I have support from Republicans, Independents, Libertarians, and, of course, Democrats. I am running primarily, I'm trying to keep it very simple here, and I want to restore funding to the public schools in Arizona. I think it's a fundamental issue of importance to business in Arizona, and the business community is behind this as well. So when we solve our problems with the economy, we solve a lot of problems with our social issues as well.
All right. We had a call during as the show began. Someone wanted to ask ask both of the candidates, are they in favor of raising or lowering the business taxes? What do you say to that, Joe Holt?
I don't like to give blanket answers to questions like that. I think that there are some cases where business taxes need to be reviewed. I believe that there are other cases where you could potentially lower or give some additional tax credits to some other businesses. I think you have to look at this as a step-by-step process. What we need to do to help the economy here in this state is we need to support our businesses by investing in infrastructure. There's spending and there's investing. There is a difference. And it's the investment in that public infrastructure that we should be using and we should be focusing on to support the business community.
And Representative Smith, the answer to that question, please.
Well, Bill, I do like giving straight answers, and my answer would be simple. Heck no, we don't want to increase those taxes. Yes, we want to continue to decrease those taxes. Listen, we are overtaxed and overregulated enough, and if we expect our economy to turn around, you can't punish the very people that are responsible for fixing our economy. That is the business owner. And so when you impose ridiculous regulation on them, ridiculous taxes on them, you basically put your foot on the throat of the economy. And this is what I was getting at a little bit earlier. What we did and what I will continue to do, the first piece of legislation I worked on in the Senate was the Arizona Competes Package, or the Jobs Bill. And that's what helped us move from the bottom of the nation in job growth to the top of the nation in job growth. And the reason we didn't and what was in the bill were things like, yes, reduce the regulation, reduce the business property taxes, reduce all those things. Let the business owners have an atmosphere that they can conduct business in and have the state and the government get the heck out of the way. That is our job as the government, provide the most conducive atmosphere, give them every opportunity they can to succeed, and then move, let them do what they do best. And I'm very proud of our record, what we've done with that, and I will continue to do that. And again, I'll say it for the last time, we are overtaxed, overregulated enough, and that is a very, very simple answer. Yes, I would continue to support those properties and those business reductions because those things are directly helping our economy recover.
How about a caller also wants to know about the border fence donations, Representative Smith. What has happened to the money? The Arizona Republic says there's only been one meeting in 3 years. What's the status on that?
So 10 seconds of background so people know what we're talking about. When the federal government refused to put more assets on the border and when the state of Arizona said we don't have the money to do it, I went out and raised a few $100,000 privately to go say, well, if they're not going to do it, well, then darn it, somebody's got to do it. So that's what I did. But the money is in the state of Arizona's Treasury office in a secure account, and only the Joint Border Security Advisory Committee can appropriate and spend that money. So Steve Smith can't just start writing checks to people and start building fences. The border committee has to do it. And the problem is the committees has met several times, so that part is erroneous. We've met many times over the years. But the problem is the voting members of the committee, one of which I am not, legislators cannot be voting members, are directors and appointees from the governor's office. And the problem has been getting those people and those appointees to show up and to vote not just on this issue, all the border issues.
Okay.
And I can only tell you how many phone calls I have personally made to those members and to the governor's office pleading with them to do something. So all of this lay with the governor and her appointees.
All right, Joe Holt, what do you think about what Representative Smith has done here about collecting money to build a border fence?
Well, Bill, to tell you the truth, I think it's been a colossal failure. And I think it is thinking about things in entirely the wrong direction here. What we need to concentrate on in terms of the border in Arizona is our cross-border trade. That's something that we need to focus on. As long as there's a huge economic difference between Mexico and the United States, we will continue to have problems at the border. The solution is a long-term solution, not a short-term solution. You know, there are simple answers to questions, but there are also simplistic answers to very complex issues. Okay, this is a campaign. We're supposed to say yes or no, not tell the truth. All right, this is a complicated, multi-generational problem, but this private border fence would have never even cleared the courts. But it has been a colossal failure. I think enough money has been raised over the last 3 years for maybe a tenth of a mile or 3/10 of a mile. I'm not sure. But it's very not a good showing, I'm afraid.
All right.
But Bill, can I answer that?
Yeah, real quickly, then we'll take the break. So I'll kind of telescope this down to about 30 seconds, please.
Yeah, thank you. Now, I brought out the fence contractors, among others, who have surveyed the land we're looking at on the border and the amount of money in our account, and we can secure anywhere from 5 to 10 miles of that border with the money we have. So when people say it's not enough to build this, they would be wrong. When they say it's a failure, they'd be wrong. Nobody's doing anything. I'm trying to do something. And to say that the number one problem that we need to focus on is trade with the disease, the drugs, the gains, the violence, the murders, the killings, everything that's coming over that border, I think is folly.
All right.
We need to secure our border.
All right. Representative Steve Smith is with us from the state capitol on the Buckmaster Show Live Line, and Joe Holt, the Democrat running against Representative Smith, the Republican, for the Senate in District Number 11. Our discussion, the face-off, will continue on the Buckmaster Show right after this.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Everyone is invited to tour Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson during its all-day 10th anniversary celebration Saturday, October 4th. There will be something for everyone, including live action in the surgery department and doctor dress-up for the kids. Plus, your tour pass doubles as a raffle ticket with a chance to win great prizes. Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, home of Specialty Vets for Special Pets. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Our focus today, District 11. It's the state Senate race. The challenger is Joe Holt, Democrat, and the incumbent is Republican Steve Smith, a state representative who is going for Senate. He was in the Senate in 2010, from 2010 to 2012, then went over to the House, and now he hopes to go back to the Senate. So, Joe Holt, what is the difference between you and your opponent that folks should really note? And I'm going to keep both of you, please, to about 60 seconds, because time is moving on. Go ahead, Joe.
Bill. I think that what I stand for really is I'm opposing the maintenance of the status quo here in Arizona. There is too much poverty in Arizona. There's a very recent study that shows that the gap between United States average poverty in Arizona is growing. That tells you that our economy in Arizona is struggling. It is failing. And we need to concentrate on the economy. In order to do that, we have to be able to move past the status quo. Yes, there is some job growth here in Arizona. There is no consensus that we are among one of the top in job growth in the United States. But what there is a consensus on is that the growth in Arizona has been restricted primarily to those who already have wealth. I was very encouraged by the results of our district in 2012 when I got 44% of the vote. And I believe that I will get more this time and that I plan to win this election.
All right. Representative Smith, what's the big difference between you and Ms. Holt?
Well, I think when you look at, Bill, some of the issues that are out there, you know, I have fought and I'm actually suing the governor over the Obamacare expansion in Arizona. I think it's wrong. I think Obamacare is, you talk about, you know, unmitigated disaster. Obamacare is terrible for our state, for our country. I oppose it. My opponent supports it. You know, hey, I'm unabashedly pro-life. My opponent's pro-abortion. You know, I believe less government in our lives is a good thing. And I think, by and large, if you ask my opponent, she's probably going to want, you know, maybe more government service and more government programs and more and all these things. I think you just have a fundamental difference of opinion. And some people are going to like some of this and some are going to like some of that. But I think the most glaring obviouses or differences are probably laying there. When you look at the policy issues, how would she have voted on some of these issues? How would she have voted on Obamacare and some of these things? You know, she's on the record saying that we should be funding places like Planned Parenthood.
All right.
I think that's wrong. The United States Supreme Court has even, you know, talked about some of these things like that with the Hobby Lobby case.
Let's let her respond. Joe Holt?
Oh, well, yes, I very much do support Planned Parenthood. I don't consider myself to be pro-abortion. In fact, I think that that's a very poor thing to call someone. I am a person who believes that women are capable of making their own health care decisions and that the government is overreaching by trying to get involved and insert itself between a woman and her doctor. So there's an example of less government and more personal freedom for that woman to make her own personal decisions. I trust the women of Arizona. I believe that they can make their own health care decisions.
Okay, we're quickly running out of time, and the economy is a huge issue, Representative Smith. The shortfall that the state is facing, I mean, it could be $300 million, $400 million, depending on who you're talking to, with this situation with the funding K-12 education in order to conform to a voter mandate. If you are elected to the Senate, what is your approach going to be to solving this? What is looming? A budget crisis is looming. Go ahead.
You know, you're right. And unfortunately, I was placed in the same situation, as I mentioned before, when I got to the Senate. When I got to the Senate, we were facing billion-dollar-plus deficits. So, again, unfortunately, we know all too well about desperate times calling for desperate measures. And I would employ the same things I did then. When we face those deficits, those are from the Napolitano budgets that bankrupted our states, we went in and said, all right, look, everybody's going to feel a little bit, so we're going to cut all agencies, all departments, a certain percentage. We're going to go and look, well, where can we, which agencies are bloated, which ones can be consolidated, where is there wasteful and excess spending that we can reel this in? The answer is not raising taxes. The answer cannot be raising taxes. And you'll hear people like my opponent, others say, well, we need more revenue. Well, okay, that usually means raising taxes. You've got to go in and make cuts. It's the same thing in our households. When your bills are more than what you take in, yeah, I guess you can go try to find a better paying job and raise your revenues. But if that doesn't happen, you've got to tighten your belt.
Okay. Joe Holt, response about how if you are elected to the Senate, what's your approach going to be to solving this budget crisis that is looming?
It is looming. It is real. We have to, once again, I'm going to go back, Bill, to the status quo. Right. Cuts were made to public education, some of the largest cuts in the United States. This was done in order to protect the status quo, to protect those big corporate subsidies that the state pays to friends and to the powerful. It's time to stand up to that. It's time to ask everybody and to demand that everybody pays their fair share of that tax burden. The middle class has been squeezed and squeezed and squeezed enough. It's time for someone else to step up to the plate.
All right, we're going to wrap it up 45 seconds each with the kind of little closing statement. And we started the program with Representative Smith, and we will now start with Joe Holt. You'll go first. 45 seconds, Joe, on why folks should elect you.
I think that people should elect me because I will listen to them. I'm running for this position as a retired research scientist. I plan to bring my scientific expertise to the table here. I plan to rely on data more than partisan politics to make my decisions. But I think, Bill, the most important thing that I can think of is to stay in touch with your constituents, to get up off of your chair in Phoenix, get out of that chair, get back down into the district, and make sure you stay in touch with your constituents. And I can promise people that that is exactly what I will be doing.
All right. That's Jo Holt. Her website is Holt, the numeral 4, Senate.com. Now, Representative Steve Smith, go ahead.
Well, first again, thank you, Bill. Thank you for the time. And and I would say this. I believe the people of our district that I've had the opportunity to represent here, I believe I know what the majority of them want. And that is, I'll say it again, less government involvement in our lives, more personal liberty, more economic freedom, certainly more border security. And I think that resonates. I'll say it again. I'm a guy that when I say something, I'm going to do it. And when you look at my record, you know, I'll say it again. It's easy to say things, but when you look at my record, you'll see that some of the top scorecards in the state score me as the number one legislator in Arizona. Why? Because I show up and do my work every day. I fight for the issues that are important to my district and to the state, and I'm going to continue to do it. And I would just ask people, I would be eternally grateful and humbled again to serve you and to be your voice in the Capitol. We've done a lot of great things, and there's a lot more work to go. And I'll ask for their vote one more time.
Gotta go. And your website.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you all.
Your website, please.
SteveSmithAZ.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Representative Smith. And thank you very much, Jo Holt. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk health with Dr. Victoria Mazes right after this.
Are you participating in the 2014 El Tour de Tucson, presented by Casino del Sol Resort? Well, head on over to Silver City, New Mexico on October the 4th for the 4th annual Desert Springs Physical Therapy Gila Monster Grand Fondo. It's the perfect tune-up for El Tour at 103 miles with over 9,000 feet of climbing. Once finished, participants can visit the Little Toad Brewery and Distillery in downtown Silver City for a discounted meal and a drawing for a stay at the Southwest Inn at Sedona. More information is at tourofthegila.com. That's tourofthegila.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
12:35 on the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition. We thank both of the candidates for our candidate forum, Joe Holt and Steve Smith, the candidates in Senate candidates in District 11. Now let's turn to health. Dr. Victoria Mays is our contributor on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Mays is executive director of the UA Center for Integrative Medicine and a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. She's internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and committed to pioneering change that solves American healthcare system problems. Dr. Mazes is the editor of the Oxford University textbook Women's Integrative Health and the author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, thanks for being with us. And you have a very busy schedule coming up, a speaking schedule in the public is invited to attend a couple of these events, and this one that's coming up, The Loft Cinema, on October the 21st sounds very interesting. There'll be a special showing of the movie called Fed Up, and then you will be taking part in a panel discussion about really how much hidden sugar is in your food. That's the theme of the evening. Should be fun.
Yes, and it's a panel that I'll be on with Dr. Nancy Schweitzer, who is the new head of the Sarver Heart Center at the University of Arizona, and also Dr. Maya Ingram, who's a dean in the College of Public Health. And not only does the Fed Up movie focus on the problems with sugar and hidden sugar, but it also looks at the problems with flour and the ways in which these simple carbohydrates that are rapidly metabolized contribute to the obesity epidemic. And the film is very much what the problem is and hopefully some of the solutions to the problem.
Well, it's pretty hard then to avoid a lot of sugar in the diet. Some of these numbers are really staggering. The average American eats 22 teaspoons, that's 88 grams of sugar each day. That's amazing.
Yes, but I don't know if I would agree with that it's hard to avoid.
Okay.
I mean, it is crazy that we are up to this enormous consumption. And, you know, we evolved with this palate that likes the taste of sweet. From an evolutionary biology perspective, you know, the sweetness showed that the fruit was ripe on the trees. We only had limited opportunities to eat sweet food because it was when the food ripened that we could eat it, and most of the year it was not ready. And so it wasn't like today where we constantly are exposed to sweet either in sodas or in desserts or in candies or pastries, just and even hidden sugars in odd places, like sugars that are put into yogurt too, because when they remove the fat, they add sugar to make it more tasty. So we're constantly exposed to sugar. But going to that part, is it hard to avoid? For example, one can of Coca-Cola, one 12-ounce can, has the equivalent of 10 cubes of sugar, or 9 teaspoons. Now, imagine for yourself that you sit down at a restaurant and someone brings you an unsweetened iced tea, do you think you would put 9 teaspoons of sugar in it?
No, I don't think so.
You know, even if you wanted a little bit of sweet taste, 1 teaspoon, you know, maybe 2, but certainly not 9 or 10. Vitamin water, it sounds so healthy, right? It's got vitamins in it. Well, if you buy the 20-ounce bottle, it's almost as bad as that Coke. It's got the equivalent of eight sugar cubes in it. Arizona iced tea, you know, it's our state brand, I guess, but it has double the amounts in a Coke can. If you buy the 24-ounce size, it has 18 sugar cubes. So, you know, it's a lot of these added sugars are in things that we sometimes consume mindlessly, and we can become more mindful.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about this LA Times piece. It's very interesting about the substitutes, the kind of the fake sweeteners, if you will, that really perhaps mess up the way that our bodies metabolize sugar. And I guess, you know, our bodies aren't used to the kind of fake sugar, to put it bluntly.
Well, this is so fascinating to me because fake sugar, you know, things like saccharin and aspartame have been around for about 100 years. They're not brand new to us. But they've kind of been touted as one of the strategies that people can use to lose weight, or that people with diabetes who know that they're not supposed to have a lot of sweetened beverages, you know, can consume something that's sweet and it would be safer for them. But there's been this controversy for some time. You know, some studies show that if you consume these kinds of beverages or foods with the artificial sweeteners, that you lose weight, and others actually show weight gain. So you could wonder why that is. And, you know, the one thing that I've sometimes thought about is that our brains are not so easily fooled. If the message, you know, on the tongue, their sweetness is sent into the body and the brain, then it expects calories. And when it gets no calories, maybe it drives you to eat some more to compensate because it was, you know, it was all geared up for digestion. It started making digestive enzymes and preparing the digestive system for calories. And if it's a non-caloric sweetener, then the body says, well, get me calories elsewhere. I'm expecting them. But this article, which was just published in Nature earlier this month, just fascinating. It actually showed that in mice and actually in some humans, the artificial sweeteners, which aren't absorbed, so they have no calories, they're not absorbed, but they actually change the intestinal bacteria. So you and I have spoken about the microbiome and the role that the bacteria have in digesting food. And what it seems to do is it alters how we process food and increases our risk of insulin resistance and of type 2 diabetes. Just fascinating.
Well, what are the alternatives, Dr. Mazes, if we don't use the fake sweeteners and we do want to cut down on sugar? What can we do? What's a healthy way to get a little bit of sugar?
Sure, great question. So, you know, I mentioned earlier that if you're having a cup of iced tea and you want it a little sweet, maybe you'd put in 1 or 2 spoonfuls. So I think one obvious thing is do it yourself. You know, if you want a little something sweetened, you know, add the sugar yourself. You're going to be a lot more conservative than the industry is in putting in 10 spoons of sugar, for example. Another thing I often recommend is there are these wonderful seltzer makers or club soda makers that you can purchase. So if you want something bubbly, you can make your own soda water that has no calories. If you wanted a little sweet, you could add just a little bit, you know, an ounce or less of orange juice or grape juice or any kind of fruit juice. If you want it just to have a little flavor, you might add a few drops of a freshly squeezed lemon or a few drops of a freshly squeezed orange. Those really aren't going to add calories, but they are going to add flavor to that water. So those are some suggestions.
How about a fruit as dessert?
Well, I think fruit as dessert is a great idea. Fruit has fiber in it, and that fiber slows the digestion. So even though fruit also has fructose, the fruit sugar, it's digested more slowly. You know, just yesterday an article came out that was showing that people who drink smoothies are actually gaining weight and more likely to have type 2 diabetes. This was research that was done in nurses who lived in the UK, the United States, and also Singapore. It was a large study. But those nurses who ate whole fruit, and especially blueberries, grapes, and apples, were less likely to get type 2 diabetes. And people, you know, really sometimes forget. There's this whole big marketing movement now, and a lot of these smoothie companies are owned by, you know, Coca-Cola and Pepsi. And the marketing is, here you can get your, you know, three a day from a smoothie. But what happens is that when we drink a sweetened beverage, even though it has a fair number of calories, we still eat the same amount of food. So it's not really a meal substitute. Whereas when we eat a whole fruit, because of the fiber, we actually do feel more full, more satiated, and we're less likely to overeat.
All right, Dr. Mazes, stick around for our final segment on this midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscott.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Seems like everything's going on over there almost every weekend. There's been a fun event, and there's a big one coming up. If you love bicycling, a big cycling event, it's called the Tour of the Gila, like for the Gila River. And that's coming up this October 4th, this weekend. So check it out in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. It's a great environment over there. Great places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn, and great things to do, and you can find out all about it by visiting their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. On the Buckmaster Show live line, Dr. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the UA Center for Integrative Medicine, and together with her team at the center, she created and has implemented a national scalable education model teaching physicians lifestyle change. She's developed an innovative, integrative primary care clinical model, and she's carrying out a comparative effectiveness trial exploring clinical and cost outcomes. She is a very busy lady. She will be speaking at an event coming up at the Fox Theater, which is part of a downtown lecture series. The title will be Series Food for Pleasure, Vitality, and Health. What's that about, Dr. Mazes?
Well, I'm very excited about this series. The College of Social and Behavioral Sciences is actually the leader in this. And last year, they did a happiness series where five Wednesday nights at the Fox Theater, they had a variety of UA faculty come and speak about different topics related to happiness. This year, the topic is food. And there will be a number of talks. Dr. Diana Liverman is talking about changing geographies of food. She's going to talk about food security. Gary Nabhan's going to speak on Tucson, City of Gastronomy, Hub for Food Diversity. Maribel Alvarez is We Eat What We Are. She's an anthropologist, so she's going to be speaking about that perspective and how we define ourselves, which includes, of course, what we eat. And then another anthropologist, Dr. Emma Blake, is going to speak on edible Roman Empire, which is, you know, what can we learn from the Roman Empire in terms of how people ate? And me, well, you know, I, of course, am going to focus on health, but also food for pleasure and vitality, because we don't just eat for good health. We also eat for pleasure. We eat to come together in community, and we eat to feel alive. It's the fuel of our bodies.
Well, Mary Bell, of course, is one of the driving forces with the upcoming Tucson Meet Yourself event.
Yes.
And some have called that, Dr. Mazes, Tucson Eat Yourself. So it is very appropriate that this series is happening down at the Fox. I really like the utilization of the Fox like this, and I'm not just saying it because they're a sponsor of the show. They're doing some really good things down there. What is the date for your event?
Mine will be on November 12th. There are five Wednesdays. When I was invited, I said, well, you know, after all these talks, people are going to want to know, well, what should they eat? So that's what I will be talking about is, you know, what sense can we make of all the craziness that's out there right now? You know, people are gluten-free. They're trying to be sugar-free. They're eating paleo diets, Mediterranean diets. They're focusing on, you know, GMO and raw food. And so how do we make sense of all of this, and how do we eat for pleasure and vitality, not just for health?
Well, I think it would be very helpful for our listeners, and I would be very interested in this. Let's talk about foods that contribute to weight and foods that would go the other way, that would contribute to weight loss.
Great. So, you know, I think for years we've had this idea that a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. And as we talked about in the first half of the show, it turns out that's just not so. So, you know, the same number of calories of fruit juice or a fruit smoothie have a different effect on the body's biochemistry than that calorie in a fruit. And that is something we just have to get into our head, that there are biochemical influences of certain foods on our body's fat making and fat storage processes. So, for example, we know that sugar, and now we know artificial sweeteners, we know that trans fats, and we know that alcohol all change our insulin signaling, which is how we process carbohydrate and which was what puts us at risk ultimately for diabetes. So it's not all calories are the same, and we just have to be moderate. There are actually better and worse foods. And there was a study that came out a couple of years ago in the New England Journal of Medicine that basically said, you know, there are good foods and there are bad foods. So let's start with some of the good foods.
Okay.
They followed about 20,000 nurses, and what they found is that over a four-year period, nurses who ate yogurt and nuts had the greatest weight loss.
Wow.
Now, that's interesting because nuts have kind of been vilified, right? They're full of fat, and they're a fattening food. But in this study and in other studies, nuts have been shown to contribute to weight loss and to weight maintenance. And so we have to get rid of this idea that if something has fat in it, that it is fattening. And, you know, they even included peanut butter as one of the foods that help people maintain weight loss. These nuts and nut butters are satiating. We feel good after we've eaten them. We feel full after we've eaten them. On the other hand, some of the bad foods, some of these won't surprise you. French fries was the worst.
Oh, really?
Yep. People who ate significant amounts of French fries were likely to gain about 3.5 pounds a year from the French fries. Potato chips, there's another potato food right after French fries, about 1.7 pounds a year. And then sugar-sweetened drinks, including fruit juice, were associated with weight gain.
Well, what about sweet potato French fries? You know, they're trying to make it look like it's...
I don't think there's enough research on the sweet potato French fries. Sweet potatoes themselves are actually a healthy food. That gets us to vegetables. Vegetables are the other, not surprising, food that were shown to be associated with weight loss. And people who maintained that loss were eating 3 or more servings of vegetables every day. Lots of people don't eat that much vegetables, but that's certainly consistent with every health recommendation you can imagine.
I may have to go back to my morning Greek yogurt and also peanut butter. I mean, I have loved peanut butter. I associate it with kind of, as a kid, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So you're saying peanut butter is not all that bad for you.
I think study and other research shows that nut butters are actually part of a healthy diet. And besides peanut butter, and I would recommend you read the label because some of the peanut butters have a lot of sugar added to them. And I would recommend that you get one that doesn't have any sugar added. You don't really need sugar added to peanut butter for it to taste yummy. But there's also cashew butter, there's almond butter, there are all these readily available nut butters. And for a lot of people, like for you, there's this sense of it being a comfort food. It takes us back to our childhood. It's something we have nostalgia about and that we enjoy. So that food for pleasure, we get pleasure when we eat these nut butters.
So I want to wrap this up here because I appreciate you taking a half hour of your lunch hour today, Dr. Mazes. October 21st at the Loft Theater, the film is called Fed Up. What is that? Can you give us the bottom line to that movie?
Well, the bottom line is that we've got a pediatric obesity epidemic that is, you know, coming fast and furious. We've been giving the wrong message to lots of families about what their kids should eat, and we really have to do something about it now.
And you'll be on the panel as well that evening at the Loft Cinema. That should be a great event. Thanks for taking the time during your lunch hour to talk about sugars and healthy eating and perhaps not so healthy eating. Thank you, and I hope you have a great upcoming weekend. Thanks.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Dr. Victoria Mazes with us on The Buckmaster Show. We thank Dr. Mazes, who comes on our program once a month. She's one of 24 contributors, regular contributors to the show. All of their bios are up at our website, buckmastershow.com. That's also the location to go for all of our podcasts and really the complete show archive of all of our body of work over the last, pushing now towards 4 years. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan, for supplying a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water to all of our in-studio guests and all of our friends here at KVOI. This afternoon, more local talk for Tucson at 4. From 4 to 5, Mike Shaw. Wake Up Tucson, 8 to 9 with Chris and Joe and the Christy Simone. 6 to 8 for the Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double is 8 to 9. Rosemary Brandt, producer, me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow at 12:04. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.